Today, I'm really excited to hear from our speaker. His message touches me, and I believe it'll touch you. So open your hearts and warmly welcome Sean.
Hi guys, this is Sean. You don't guys know me that well. It's my first time speaking.
All good.
So, give me grace. This is my first time though. Okay. Lord, give me strength to speak this for today. In Jesus' name, everyone. Hi, my name is Sean. I was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. You guys don't know where it is, but I'm not gonna say anything about anyone else. Okay. I was moved around different schools and stuff now. And I'm gonna skip to this best part here now. Okay. As you know now, I was abused. I was a child. I'm still recovering from now, Jesus. I want for forgiveness. I know it's kind of hard to forgive people now. You understand what I'm saying now? So as you know now, I'm gonna say this, you can sit down. Holy Father, as you know now, I'm gonna say this, please fear this, but I'm asking for forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness is hard for everybody, okay? Forgiveness is hard, trust me on that. So, forgiveness is hard. All right, okay. Okay, Ephesians 4:13-32. Be kind and courageous for another. Forgive, Christ has forgiven us at a church. So I good. So anyways, I've been going to different schools now, as you know. Okay. Everybody knows I have a learning disability. Okay. Give you glory for that. In Jesus' name, remind for that. Mom and Dad, thank you for encouraging me. Doing it right several times in school and stuff. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. Thank you. And bless you guys for your trip for Africa now.
Yes.
Safety. Okay, my first class, it was different high schools and stuff. I've been bullied a lot. I'm still testifying against that and at work now. I'm for forgiveness. Very grateful. Now, as you know now, I'm an outsider. No longer, because I'm not an outsider anymore. Thank you for doing that. My first job was in high school. I was working in a grocery store. As you know, grocery stores are fun, exciting, and growing. But I will move on here now. Anyways, my brother is Keith. He was my best friend. He's still with us right now. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. My brother was killed in a car accident in October. It's hard. That's a grieving over right now. Amen for that. God is, I was not supposed to be here. I was killed 5 or 6 times in a car accident in March. And you could use that, I'm still here. So thank you for praying for me. As you know, I'm still battering stuff in the hospital. Please pray for me still. Thank you, Bruce, for praying for me. Good mom. So I was baptized in the First Assembly, and I gave God glory to that. And so I can faithfully, amen to that. And now, number 6. I'm gonna see it. I'm not gonna use this. God is he's the word of animals and fruits and cheese, and that's that. And also Moses is one of the prophets. So, as you know now, I get to skip all this. So, finally, I get visions and dreams. I've come up to become a pastor, maybe a vicar's preacher. And I got a service spirit, and I officially dedicate myself. I am filled with love and water. As you know now, love and water is flowing at the sixth generation right now. I can feel it, I know. Yeah, there's a nose. I can feel it right now. Amen to that. For now, let's pray. As you know, this is kind of good. Okay. Jesus' name, thank you for this prophecy. As you know now, I'm still working testimony. Thank you for bearing with me now. Like you feel something moving on right now. Holy Spirit has way the sanctuary right now. With your honor and glory, the whole sanctuary right now.
Yes.
I felt something now. Holy Spirit, fill this place with living water right now. As you speak right now, living water. I want the whole sanctuary to be filled with living water right now. Close your eyes for a moment. Imagine yourself in the flowing in the river rod in Lake Michigan, dipping your toes in Lake Michigan right now. Holy Spirit. You guys feel it now? Feel the whole thing is river rod right now. Amen.
Sean probably did a better job on an outline than anybody I've ever seen. Okay. And I was surprised and thrilled when he approached me. But this part really spoke to me. And as Terry comes up, Terry wanted to share with you a little bit. He closed it this way. He said, I know I'm still hard to understand, but God understands me. And I love him. And I thought, it's such a powerful message to know that God just wants you to be you with him. And you are more than enough for him. So daily, present yourself to him because he's more than enough for you. So thanks, Sean, and here we go.
If you guys have any questions, let me know before you guys leave.
There are a couple of things that I just wanted to pull out of what Sean had handed out in the outline. It says that Keith, his brother, was his best friend when he died. He says, in January, I was so sad, and I told my mom that God had made a mistake. I was supposed to be the one who died, not Keith. Mom said, God doesn't make mistakes. Says, you are supposed to be here. Keith's assignment was accomplished, and you still have work to do. That was just, you know, so powerful to me. Yeah. Man. My brother Austin, got a Bible here, brother. The other week, Caitlin and Nicole were in the foyer talking about Job. And it just triggered something in me, and I wanted to talk briefly about Job. Job is one of my favorite books. You know, he, talk about testimonies. You know, we've been having a lot of folks come up here, share their testimonies, and each individual testimony is unique. Some people have gone through stuff, you know, and regardless what you've gone through, Job here, I'm gonna start. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil. Now there came a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" I'm gonna pause there for a second. This verse always kind of makes me chuckle. Kind of ties into the verse in Genesis where Adam and Eve are hiding from God, and he's walking along. He says, "Where are you? You can't hide from God. You know, where are you? Where did you come from, Satan?" He knows exactly what's going on. I just have to chuckle every time I read that. "Where'd you come from?" "Oh, yeah, I created you. I know where you were, and I know where you're going to be." So, the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless, upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." That's pretty high praise coming from the lips of the Lord. Job had some standing. Even if he had standing, look what happened to him. Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has?" So God said, "All right, fine. Behold, all that he has is yours, in your power. Only do not go put your hand on him." So there's a number of situations that came upon Job. Number one, the Sabians attacked and took all the servants, and they also slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and one servant had escaped to tell Job. While he was still speaking, another who came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep, the servants, and consumed them, and I have escaped to tell you." Third thing, while he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands and made a raid on the camels and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Number four, while he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in the oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they died, and I have come to tell you." That's some stuff happening. Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell to the ground, and worshiped. How many of us, when we're going through stuff, it could be big stuff, it could be little stuff, how many of us fall down and worship? He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Through all of this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. Too often when bad stuff happens to Christians, well, why did God do that? Don't let those words come out of your mouth. Job went through all these things, and he did not sin, nor did he blame God. Even after all of those things happened to his properties and his kids, Satan then comes back and says, hey, you know, skin for skin, if you, you know, touch his body, he's gonna cave, right? So the Lord said, all right, you know, he's in your power, only spare his life. Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job. Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Took a potsherd to scrape himself while he was sitting among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Integrity. Who are you? In the good times, should be the same person you are in the bad times. That's what integrity is. Your character matters. No matter if you're on the mountaintop, you're in the valley. It's easy for everyone to say, oh, thank God, you know, I'm so blessed, and you know, God's been taking care of me, when you're on the mountaintop. But when you're in the valley, do you have that same attitude? I'm so blessed. God has taken care of me. He's going to see me through this. Integrity. And then she goes on to say, Job's wife goes on to say, what? Curse God and die. I'm thankful for a wonderful wife in my life. But you don't hear much about Job's wife after this, right? He said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Still, you know, shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? In all of this, Job did not sin with his lips. He struggled. Absolutely. When we go through trials and tribulations, we struggle. We're human. He never sinned with his lips. How do you hold on to your integrity during those times? We've had a bunch of people share their testimonies, and I'm just blessed by all of you who have come up here and told your stories. And like I said, there's some that are just, oh my gosh, how could that person ever, you know, go through that kind of stuff and then come out the end, you know, just unbelievable stories. And some stories are not, you know, well, okay, not that, you know, I've been through worse and, you know, I still came out. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. The point is, you've got a testimony. The point is, how did you end up on the outside of that, you know? Do you hold on to your integrity? Do you say praise God in everything that's going on in your life? Or do you just praise God when he's blessing you? The correct answer is all the time. Because he is faithful all the time. We may not necessarily see it. He's laid plans for this house years ago. And we may not, you know, there's generations that came before us that didn't see the fruition of those promises. But make no doubt about it, his words will be fulfilled. I was talking to a visitor that was here last week, and she said this is like the second time she was here. And each time that she came here, she just saw this place filled. And this is from a visitor, you know, doesn't know our history, doesn't know anything about us, but she just saw this place filled. God's promises, each and every one of them, no matter how big, how small, every promise that he makes to this house in your lives will be fulfilled. So what happened to Job at the end? Yeah, I love he's had all these wonderful conversations with with God and with his friends, you know, who started off okay, but they kind of ran off the road. And then he's having conversation with God. And can you imagine having those conversations with the Lord? And he said, well, where were you when I laid out the dimensions of the world, you know? Where were you? Oh, did you make the sun rise in the east? No, I'm so insignificant, Lord. But God at the end, the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. The Lord blessed his latter days of more than his beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job died an old man, full of days. Job, there was no one like him on the world. That's not me saying it, that's the Father saying it. He went through it. He came out of it. No matter what you're going through, he's with you, and he will see you through it. You pass through things. Don't stay in that. Pass through it. With his help, you will be successful. You can count on it. Hallelujah. So Job, he's my hero. He is my hero. His wife, not so much. His friends, you know, after Job prayed for him, they were okay. God is merciful God. So again, testimonies, I'm so blessed by everything that has been spoken. And I know that we've got a few more that will be coming. But the testimonies of our mouth, you know, when you share your testimony with people, know that it touches them. You know, we have so many different kinds of people here. You know, I just got done through a week of ministry time with the Harley-Davidson thing with the bikers. Bikers need God too. And we had a good time. Not everybody can minister to bikers. You know, not everybody can minister to the people that are, you know, living on the streets. Not everybody can minister to people that are in the workplace. You can minister to somebody by your testimony. So don't think that, well, my testimony is insignificant. It'll touch somebody in a way that no one else can touch them. Amen? Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the testimony of Sean. Brother, it blessed me, man. It just really blessed me. So appreciate you. And Father, just release the testimonies that are hidden in people right now, Lord, that they may not think are a real testimony at all, but they are. They're a testament to you, your power, your mercy, and your glory.